after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. And, shoot, man, we pretty much the first show of the week because we didn't do a show yesterday. So it's the first show of the week. Talk to Me Tuesdays, and yes, man, every Talk to Me Tuesday, that's when Nate's not here, me and Team Melina hold it down. But yeah, man, so since we didn't do Hot After Dust Monday, we will be combining one of our segments for Hot After Dust Monday today. So that would be Crickets of the Week will be happening today. Of course, T's also Pet T's segment will be happening today too. So, there you go, man. You got a jam-packed show. And, of course, we always bring you the list of six, which is called The Six. It's a segment where we name a topic, and we have a list of six corresponding based off that topic. So, don't want to miss any of those segments. Stay tuned and whatnot. All right, so let me go ahead and break down stuff we got coming up, man. And what's been going on for me for the last weekend. All right, so. This last weekend was interesting. I stayed in pretty much most of the weekend, but I did a couple shoots. Well, I did one shoot, actually. And then, Fort Worth. We got to see Fort Worth making some moves, bringing some key moves back on. They brought back Club Lit, which they turn this one club that's called Vice, usually. And every Sunday, it turns to Club Lit. And so it's pretty good. It's good to see, you know, something that, as a black person, you can go to and have a good time and have a little class mixed into it in the Fort Worth area. It's very dope to see that move being made again and just want to see people enjoy themselves and coming correct. So it was dope. It was a good first. It was one night only, but it was so great and so much, so many people wanted to come back. It's going to be a weekly thing. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned. Every Sunday, Club Lit. Oh, by the way, I rocked this new T-shirt I copped over the weekend as well. This T-shirt says Vibe Black 817. So with Bob Black 817, obviously movement, continue more. You know, we're not just, when we say black, we're trying to involve Black Wall Street in all over the country, all over the world. And, you know, we're putting action towards it. In order to do that, you got to put, you got to have finances behind it and also have some propaganda to mix in with, you know, promoting the movement. So, of course, since one of the strongest movements right now is Black Wall Street Fort Worth. That's why the campaign started with Buy Black 817. I'm eventually there will be other area codes. So yeah, if you really if you really want them to make it one for your area code, you need to get by you and about five other people need to be at least to demand it. I guarantee if at least six of y'all demand it, you can see some, you'll see some movement. So, but yeah, it's gonna be something really dope because you know I support a lot of black business anyway. But sometimes you got to put that on like Superman don't need an S on his chest to go save the day. But when he put that S on his chest, it let people know what time it is. So you got so. If it takes me putting on the Bob Black 817 shirt to get people to know that, hey, I'm a black person as well as a black business owner. Let's find a way to support each other and not just talk about it on Facebook. Then I'm for it. Like, and I'm done doing the talking, man. I've been doing this for a while, and I'm ready to see other people make it happen. And we gotta get out of this whole thing of saying black people do good business. That has to come to an end. I know plenty of great, successful black business owners that are making it happen. But I will say this. There are some people, and I don't care if it's black or not, you know, that do bad business. And so you can't because you dealt with a black person who did bad business, now you generalize people. The key to any business, a lot of business, what drives people away. A lot of y'all gotta learn some damn customer service, man. Because even like customer service is like y'all get this misconstrued. Customer service having customer service involved with your business does not mean that you kiss an ass. It means that you're actually showing an active effort to meet the needs of your customers. And there's a right way and a wrong way to communicate. So yeah, that's simply the basic principle. Long as you have, like, if you got customer service involved in your stuff and you actually are putting 100% into what you're doing, no one can really ask more of you than that. You do those two elements, everything else will solve itself. Anyways, okay, I see T's on the line now, so what is up, T?
What's up, y'all?
What went on with you this weekend, ma'am?
Nothing really. Just relax, you know.
Okay.
Work and relax. You know.
Bet. Of course, you're around the corner. You got a little time left to plan for Kayla's birthday.
Yeah, less than a month now.
So yep, so
it's gonna be gonna be popping.
Yeah,
like, Instagram and Snapchat gonna be blown up that day.
So, yeah, and some things I'm not going to talk to y'all about. Yeah, y'all just got to wait for them to happen. But, yeah, I've also been talking to a lot of people probably about different projects. I got one project coming out soon. You'll know when it's happening. I'm not going to give any clues what the project is, but just know it's coming. Just talk to another person. Today, so One party I've been talking about, for like actually a couple of weeks with someone, and that project is now on the move. It'll reveal itself like very soon, and then I talked to one today, another project. Someone wanted to involve me in the project. Got to wait to see what's going on with that. But yeah, man, it's a blessing. Like, people obviously think in order to make generate revenue or bring in business and stuff, you gotta be an asshole. Not the case. Go into my customer service team, and sometimes it go to perseverance. You can't give up on your business so easily because, you know, sometimes people like to play a game called wait and see. Like, they sit around, and I just see, man, okay, is he still going to be doing it? I don't think he's going to still be doing it. And then eventually after they see that you've been doing it and you pretty much, you know, you still being steady with it, then that's when some of those people convert themselves into people who want to do business with you. So you got to stick in there.
Right.
So, yes. Yes, matter of fact, one of the opportunities paid me yesterday. So I know what, it's one thing to talk about it, but when you be about it, it's awesome. So, yes, I was like, look at that money. Money moves, so yes. So again, remind you guys again, show schedule today. Also, Petty segment, Crickets of the Week segment, the Six segment, and yeah, so a lot. But yeah, what we're gonna do, go ahead and go into a quick song break. And then we'll come back right here on Life at the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl T Molina. Just act a fool, she's ready to be back after this.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeding for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it. To her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
Take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. Ready. She's ready. She's ready. Ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J and your girl T Molina. All right, so go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and start with, before we get into our individual segments, we're gonna start the show off with the six. Oh, which by the way, T, I saw that y'all got a new governor and new lieutenant governor, which that lieutenant governor is a brother. So congratulations on that. Yeah.
About time.
It's time to take that damn statue there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, boy, you talking about time. Shit, that's some. The fact you guys say about time is crazy. So, now hold on. So, first thing we're going to talk about, with the six, the topic for today is, because we have, this is the time of year, November is the time of year that it gets closer and closer to everybody enjoying what they call Thanksgiving. I just call it Feast Day because it's a day to be thankful by eating the hell out of as much food as you want. You know, practice some precaution. So, what I want to do with the six, today's topic is not necessarily what your favorite food is, but we're going to say this. Let's be real petty. Top six moments that made you say, what the fuck on Thanksgiving? Top six moments during Thanksgiving that made you say, what the fuck? And I know you got some, because I got a long list of them.
All right, you go first.
First one. Bless my aunt's soul, but anytime that my aunt Weeda cook, man, anytime she cook for Thanksgiving, head for the fucking hills. You be like, you gotta look and say, you cook, she cook? If it's a dish she cook, nah, anybody got time for that? Nobody got time for that.
What?
Like she,
so is it good or not good?
I mean, not good. My dad is the one who can do it. As far as his siblings, he's the one who can do the top of the line cooking. The other ones, I don't know what they be doing. I don't know how they just, like, you know, they say, man, you put your foot in it. Like, when you say that, because if you say that about their food, you mean like that, you mean that disrespectfully. Like, ooh, you put your foot in. So, yeah. One of my memories, anytime I look and I see it's a dish, especially my own Weeda cooking, she cooked them like, I'm raising the eyebrow, holding a teacup to my head like Kermit the Frog. So, yeah. That's my number one. All right, number two, T. Crazy moments you've had during Thanksgiving for you?
Someone forgetting the ham. Like, somebody forgot to bring the ham.
Oh, they put the song. Wait, you got to explain that shit. Somebody forgot to bring the ham.
Yeah, they forgot to bring the ham. Like, okay, so everybody had, like, a dish to bring. And, me. I ain't bring none. I brought some bread.
So, you brought some bread. You the type of people I hate at potlucks. I hate some people at potlucks. But keep going.
Well, I'm not a cook on Thanksgiving. I'm an eater. So, anyways, everybody had something they were supposed to bring. And the president was supposed to bring the ham. She get all the way here. We like, what a ham? She's like, what? I was supposed to cook the ham. Yes, you were. And, yeah. It was just the worst. Like, how you have no meat in all these sides?
Well, okay. I feel you on that. I got number three coming at you. Number three. People, it's a cardinal rule, people know. If you see a carryout plate, that is what, T? Let's see if you get the answer right. If you see a carryout plate, what is that? What does that mean? When you see a carryout plate,
restaurant food.
Nope. I'm going to tell you what I meant. I'm going
to
break down
to
what I meant.
To go plate, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
To go plate.
Because, you know, we got the fancy. We got the little styrofoam to go.
Oh, yeah, we got that too.
Theme. Instead of using a plate, because the plates get real messy. We got the little, like the restaurants we have to go. We be having those things. If you see one of those,
the separator,
that means that is off limits. Anything in the other containers, good to go. But don't go.
Oh, we write our name
on it. Ain't nothing worse than somebody coming to eat your shit at your fucking to go to plate.
Yeah.
You didn't call yourself.
We put our name on it.
Move it. And ain't nothing worse than somebody fucking dumb. Man, don't be on foot. Don't eat my shit, my to-go plate, man.
Exactly. Somebody did me like that one year. I was so
mad.
That's
my shit. Why did y'all brought up? Somebody did it to me one time. I was like, bruh, you don't fuck with the fucking to-go plate. Man. Leave that shit to fuck.
And you know you didn't make no plate, so why did you eat it? Like,
you,
come on.
Exactly. Since when have we served food at this fucking to go plate?
Right.
Goodness.
We not selling
like,
no plates.
Like get the hell on. all in. All in the to go plate. So yes. All right. Number four. What you got for number four, Chief?
Okay. So let's piggyback on this to go plate. Somebody just stay there for like 5 minutes and make a plate and go.
You had to make another rule about the go plate.
Yeah, you know how you got those ones that come for like 5 minutes to make a go plate and go. Like,
oh man, everybody got them.
Yeah, like this is not no restaurant. This ain't no ordering.
People that do that shit, I call that Thanksgiving cameos. They show up for, like you said, they show up for 5 minutes. They got five to go plates. Nigga, can you say hello?
Worry, they be like, I got to get one for me, got to get one for my husband, got to get one for my sister, my two kids. Why didn't they come?
Oh, I'm using that one. You know I'm talking about that one next day. Good one. I got gift number five. I like when I get all this anticipation. I got gift number five.
Mm-hmm.
Off attack that people. You know what we're gonna start doing? We first start doing Thanksgiving RSVPs. Matter of fact, holiday RSVPs. You need RSVP, how many people you bring in, and when we celebrate Kwanzaa, when we celebrate Thanksgiving, when we celebrate Christmas, when we celebrate New Year's, whatever. I need RSVP. Just because we got plenty of food don't mean you need to bring plenty of people. Like, nigga, here's my rule of thumb. If you bring more people than the Brady Bunch family got in their fucking family in one gallop, there's a problem. That's a problem. Like my dad said, don't be RSVPing for 10. Like, good night. Not even RSVP. They say, we coming over. They just say we. All of a sudden, we turned to plus five. It turned to plus 10. No, who the fuck is? Before you come over here, we need to know who the fuck we is. We only know we surprise. We
Louise, me, my sister, my daddy, my uncle.
Right. No, we be getting this shit. We be getting this kind of shit going on. You, your girlfriend, her kids, your kids, her kids' friends. We be getting that kind of shit going on.
I don't understand people. I don't like to take nobody with me.
I'm like, nigga, your friends can go celebrate Thanksgiving with their own goddamn house? Probably because they got roaches running the fucking honey glazed hand. That's why they ain't got nobody at the fucking house. But nah. Yeah, don't be all having these astronomical RSVPs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number five. Oh, that's number, this is number six.
Number six.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, you got the ones that always bring their bad kids running around the house.
Oh, man. That's number
like,
one.
Oh, my God.
Badass kids. Hey,
wasted
hold on. Don't just badass kids. If they want to do all that goddamn crying, and I got something for their ass. They want to start that cutting up.
Right.
Right. That petty commentary. He's talking about they all at the, they supposed to be at the kids' table, but they want to come over there at the grown up table. And you obviously got no matter how old how far time goes, this phrase never gets old. You need to go sit down somewhere over there and stay out of grown folks' business.
Do it.
Hold on. You talking about bad kids, the snitching kids? Ooh, I can't stand them snitching kids. My dad. What happened to Johnny you brought over last week? Shut the fuck up.
Right. Or the ones say, my mama said I can have this. Well, tell your mama to buy you some.
Hey, I'm gonna go back to. I'm gonna amend some shit to number five. No side pieces to the fucking Thanksgiving dinner, man. Keep
why
the side
want,
pieces
okay.
at the goddamn house.
First of all, why would you want your side piece to meet your family? I don't understand that part.
Hey, I've seen it happen. You asking the question I want answers to. Don't bring your side piece to the fucking Thanksgiving dinner. How's the family? Yeah, get the out of here.
And your auntie be like, what happened to that nice young girl you bought last year?
I ain't gonna snitch nobody, but I know one person. Last family function, he brought a whole other chick. And I was like, who this raggedy-looking ass chick? But he brought another chick to a different function. And she looked presentable. I said, damn, why did you keep her? I'm like, don't downgrade in the chick you bring. Like, if you're going to bring a side chick, make sure you bring a side chick that's bad. Like, don't downgrade. Don't have a high side chick and have a ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to add another one. Number seven. A couple things I better not sit at the fucking table. I don't want no fucking pumpkin pie.
Ew.
That's one. Exactly. Ew. You just said it right. I want no fucking pumpkin pie. I want
no
white people made potato salad. Y'all know what the fuck
right.
white people made potato salad is. You can tell by the color
of
that shit. That shit don't look ain't
no
season. That shit don't look fucking yellow. You know what time it is. You know how black folks are. We throw some extra eggs in that bitch. We might throw a couple
of
pickles. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we gonna use some of them to make devil eggs. Yeah, like don't bring that white potato salad to the Thanksgiving function. If I got time, don't bring no pumpkin pie, no fucking white potato salad.
No turkey.
If you go bring some store-bought pie, don't bring no fucking Sara Lee. Patty LaBelle got that shit covered. Bring some Patty LaBelle. Not no Sara Lee, okay?
Oh, yeah, she got pie and cake now. Mm-hmm.
She got pie.
And soup.
No, Oprah got side dishes. We got Thanksgiving on lot. Black people got Thanksgiving on lot. If Reek and Frank are coming
right
out with collard greens,
yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we got this Montel Williams coming out with coming out with some shit,
yeah,
too. Some edibles, yeah. He got the Montel's brownies.
The edible brownies, the medical brownies.
Yeah, the edible brownies. Montel got the cover. And if you plan it out right, your cousin who trying to be a fake ass weed man, he might have two nickels for you. And try to charge you $25 for it.
Oh,
inside joke. There's some people going to get wild about the joke. Yeah,
I cannot.
Man, I'm serious. People got to start being courteous. Man, bring some, like, motherfuckers, you quit showing up while bringing some. At least bring some paper plates, nigga. Paper plates cost $1 at Dollar Tree. You can go buy some paper plates. We might have it, but at least it's a thought that counts. So, yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to add another one to this. So we usually do a potluck for Thanksgiving at work. And I'm dreading it already because I got some rules for that. Potluck, come. You show up to the potluck at the job.
Bring the bread. I'll bring the bread.
Yeah.
Look, it's not being petty. It's called potluck if you're lucky to get out alive. Fuck out of it. Nah, this be my problem. I had the other day, it was funny. Like yesterday at work, we were having all of a sudden, it felt like I was doing the sick segment at work because we started talking about pet peeves for potlucks. I was like, cans, I was talking about things you better not do. One of my pet peeves, people that bring shit on it, they going to eat. You greedy motherfucker. Don't be bringing shit only you gonna eat. And then you all up in our shit. Or I hate the people that bring something for everybody, but ain't nothing that people really want to eat. But they monitoring if anybody ate some of it. Yeah, and they promoting this
school
shit. Yeah, like,
they be like,
yeah,
oh,
y'all tried some of my pumpkin pie yet? Nigga. First of all, eat
right.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, you don't want them? You don't want them? My potato salad is real good.
Ooh.
My family love it. Well, your family love it. You know what I mean? We gonna love it.
Man, when they put the list out for potluck, write what the hell you bringing, man. We gonna need two different lasagnas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like last
you, so
year,
when
someone
I was in
lasagna,
school,
I'm like, bro, what the hell's going on?
Nah. When I was in school, I bought the plates, the napkins, the forks, the bread.
I know one thing. I thought, you know, because I try to be courteous to the people who vegan, but I don't know what kind of shit that was on last year. I brought some.
You got meatless lasagna.
I brought some salad last year, looking out for the people who want to hate on the salad. So fuck them.
I'm going
to bring the unhealthy shit again this year. Fuck them all. So, yeah. It's crazy. It is crazy. But, yeah. Stop bringing shit. Ain't nobody else going to eat at the potluck.
Yeah, like a bean pad. Doesn't nobody eat that.
Yeah, or it's always, like another thing. Another big pet peeves, the container you bring the stuff in. Don't bring the dirtiest container you can find at the house and say, "Oh yeah, I brought my food for the potluck," and that shit look dirty as hell, nah, nigga. I'm not the pass.
See.
Man. Y'all need to put it in a presentable at. Go to the fucking store and put that shit. At least fool me. You had
get you a tin
dish before it. Fool me to thinking that it was in a clean dish the whole time.
Oh, no.
Don't bring nothing that's thrown together. I don't like to say that look like it's thrown together. If you didn't bring nothing, nobody asked you to be a fucking foodie. We didn't ask you your critique. How about you bring something next time and shut the hell up? We don't need you to be the critique. I showed you wish you brought something. You want to tell us what you showed wish what we brought? We brought something. How about you? You complain about what we bought, but you ain't brought nothing.
Right.
Don't be bringing no foreign ass food either. Getting mad because ain't nobody eating that shit either.
See, I
tried some foreign chocolate, and that shit I eat, and that shit tastes like fig news. I said I don't want fig news in America. What the hell makes you think I want something that tastes like it from somewhere else? Goodness. Like, yo, shit, man, y'all got to quit promoting y'all food, man. Let's bring y'all food. Let the food speak for itself. And let me tell y'all something about y'all indignant people want to complain about people bringing store-bought food. So the hell what? Lizzie brought
I'd rather
food.
Them do that.
Yeah, at least
I'd rather them do that.
At least I know you got to them nasty-ass containers some people be bringing.
Exotic meat, right?
Exotic meat, yeah. Shit, nobody really be bringing meat. I was bringing... I'm like, man, I like to say like the next person, but man, hey, potluck, man, we got some real food around here. I ain't come. Potluck, the point of potluck is to save me from having
mystery
to spend
meat.
Money on lunch that day. I'm supposed to be saving money for lunch. I'm not trying to eat desserts for lunch. And everybody quit bringing the same stuff, man. I can't. Like I said, with the lasagna, but the desserts too. Everybody keep bringing the same, keep being the same thing, trying to compete against each other. Oh yeah. Oh, they good. Yeah, that's a good one you just said. Fudge. It's always that one person who want to bring some homemade fudge, and it don't. It's always hit or miss. It's either they got it right, or that shit look real fucked up, and it smell funny. And then the Ziploc bag, like they done reused that hole a couple of times.
Hey, I said you guys have my homemade fudge.
Always that motherfucker. The ones that bring the fudge always promoting this shit all goddamn day. Make sure you get some of that homemade fudge. I've been working on that all week. Well, you better go work another week, because that shit don't taste like you've been working at all. You see, why you gotta be petty back there? You gotta get me started, because that fudge shit, is pissing me off. But you know what? I take it back. See, the fudge thing ain't the one that pisses me off the most. It's always that fool that wanna bring some damn peppermint bark. Nigga, what the fuck does peppermint bark and potluck got anything to do with each other? What the hell am I eating some damn peppermint bark? Are you trying to tell me my breath stinks? I'm serious, man. Anybody say no damn peppermint bark? Like, I'm going to the potluck table.
What's wrong with peppermint?
Some peppermint bark. The hell I look like?
I love peppermint.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry loaf.
That fresh
it's
cranberry.
Yeah, it's always that person. Who want to go to Sprouts and brag about them going to Sprouts? Yeah, I got that organic. Nigga, don't nobody. It gonna taste the same on potluck day. I don't care if it's organic or it's not. It's going to taste the same going down on potluck day. Just because it's organic don't mean it don't taste like shit. So I need y'all to get the hell on out of my face with that.
You should try my spaghetti. I use organic tomatoes. Well, nigga, that don't mean that shit gonna taste good.
And I mean, I got another rule. Cause, see, now I got to start now. This list has pissed me off and got me started. Don't bring no food that ain't got no fucking flavor to it, man. Seasoning is your best friend. I don't need you to give me nutrition facts full of ingredients. But when I ask you what the ingredients are, and I don't never hear you name now seasoning, we got a problem. That bland shit got to get the. I'm serious, man. Don't bring that nasty ass potato salad. That look like Miracle Whip, straight up Miracle Whip. I ain't got time for that. Yeah, I'm telling you, I want some black people potato salad where it's chunky because they got the chunky potatoes and shit and the eggs be I'm in there be some damn near whole eggs. They got some pickles mixed up in that hole. That shit extra yellow because they put a bunch of mustard in there. Green onion. I'm telling you, green onions. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, don't fuck it up, man. Don't fuck it up. Yeah. Oh, hold on. And then the ruling, and then hold on. Another rule. Two more rules, Steve. And then I'm off this list. Rule number one. If I'm the host of the house, most of the food we just stay here. Most of the food gets to stay here, man. I'm just telling y'all. I'm telling you. Y'all can take some shit to go. But some of that shit, I'm packing. I ain't gonna pack no wheat for lunch. Because after a while, you get tired of how many ways you can make turkey sandwiches. But, yeah, I'm not going to need
you. Make you some turkey soup?
I'll fight somebody over taking too much macaroni and cheese. I'm fighting that ass. Taking my macaroni. I need to make sure you got some macaroni and cheese. I got to need some leftover macaroni and cheese. Some leftover ham, leftover turkey, and some dressing. Yeah. I need some of that. And then my favorite thing when you the house where all the cooking going on at, you get to sample shit. Woo! I know I'm talking about bad memories, but man, and that usually means that the leftover eggs. You get to eat the leftover boiled eggs. Oh, nigga. It's going bad if I get to eat the leftover boiled eggs. Come on, why you got me crazy? Somebody, you bring some bread over the house. Don't be taking it when you don't be wrapping that shit back up, taking it when you leave. Oh, one more. Okay, one more. I promise this last one. I was high time I just had one function. Kids. Y'all go to the kids' cooler. Don't be out the fucking refrigerator for something to drink. We gave y'all a cooler for a fucking reason. Your drink choices are in the fucking cooler. Don't be, this ain't no real orange soda. This ain't no real cup. Nigga, you finna get Shasta orange, Shasta purple, Shasta cola. You gonna drink whatever Shasta made. If Shasta made it, you just the shit you drinking Shasta punch. You drinking that shit. You drink it wherever it is. And if it ain't Shasta, any other generic ass brand name. You drink whatever fucking soda that is, you drinking that shit. Or we might, and if you play your cards right, we throw some Capri Suns in there. But don't be coming in the grown folks refrigerator doing one or two things. A, coming to drink the fucking Simply Lemonade. Excuse me? You know how much Simple Lemonade costs per the gallon? You ass better back to hell and go to that fucking kids cooler and save the kids' place. Or two, my favorite one is they want to come over there and drink and try to drink the shit that the grown-ups going to be mixing shit with. Like, we got the shit we brought specifically for drinks. Don't be trying to add brand new all of a sudden and say you want some cranberry juice. Nigga, that is for the cranberry vodka. Back your ass the hell up. Shut the hell up. And don't be that kid that sees the grown-ups making the grown-up eggnog. Ooh, can I have some? Nigga, do you want me to go to jail? Shut the fuck up. Yeah. that is it for the 6, which has turned to the 18, because that shit, that list is getting out of hand. Okay, see, we ain't going to go. I was going to go to Jesus break, but fuck it. We just going to go straight through. What you got for the awesome pick? Okay. Segment, what you got today?
I thought you said a music break. My bad.
No, not that. I was a good one, but I'm just keep it going. So, what you got for the old soul pitch segment?
My bad. Well, one of your friends did like a little photo shoot or whatever.
Okay, hold on.
With her
Wait, because you picked. I know how petty that's act. You're about to say one of your friends. That means you're trying to be petty, but you be.
Okay. Well, anyways. So I seen it pop up on my timeline, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have her friend, so she tagged her brother. And I was going to comment, but I thought that was a little too much. So I just hit the little, I reacted to it, hit the little heart button.
What?
And then
with the heart button?
Yeah.
And then you did what?
I shared it.
Is this the person I think you, is this the person? Well, you said, well, you gave it away when you said brother. T, what is going on with you, T? I don't know this person. What is going on?
I just like the picture.
But you shared it. Usually, okay.
Well,
liking it is one thing. Sharing it is a whole nother level.
Well,
T.
Huh.
Are you trying to get nicer? Are you trying to get nice on me now?
I'm not being nice. I didn't think that was nice at all. For real.
Hitting the share button, hitting the heart button.
I was trying to be petty because.
You try to break this case, but it's not working.
Anyway, so she went on my Instagram and started liking pictures. Okay, so
somebody missed somebody.
Ew.
Somebody loves you, baby.
You know what's crazy is we talk about how we talked about, you know, how the industry is real small.
Yeah.
A lot of photographers told us about her. Like, it's crazy. They said within 5 minutes she'd get naked.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Not surprised at that. You're petty.
Right.
That was definitely an also petty item. That was definitely one.
Whatever. Anyways. And also, she didn't want to work with Witchicom either. Alicia from Street Empire. Because.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway. She don't block everybody that associated with me, which is crazy. But anyway, what are you laughing at? It's funny. It's funny. You know. It's just real crazy out here.
Mm-mm-mm.
I seen her other
day.
I said hey.
Andy, yes.
You didn't say hey back.
Oh, Lord. Andy, just want to submit to the also petty segment.
Yeah, I saw her the other day, and I waved at her. I said, "Hey, girl, how you doing?" She didn't even say nothing back. What type of stuff? I don't know what she was on.
Oh Lord, what? Andy, you have any more items?
No, not this week. You probably catch the next week.
Oh Lord. All right, so that means it's time for the
show.
Nope. I gotta make it up for Monday.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah, I know what was coming up. You know what was. I can't believe it. Trick is out of the week. Yeah, I can't believe you got it wrong. So, yes.
Gotta have
Crickets of the Week. Let me go ahead and award the Crickets of the Week. Some are sad. Some are just me being very over the top. So wrong. Okay. Let's go with, oh, so pick. Let's go for the Cricket number one. Cricket number one. He makes our list almost every week. It is your 45th president of the United States.
Y'all president.
Donald J. Trump. Ain't my president. That's your president.
No,
what's
say
your
y'all. Say y'all president. I'm not a
That's
president.
Not hashtag not my president. But anyways, yeah, this guy here, let me tell you about this guy. Yeah, so he's been having this bad juju trying to hate on the Affordable Care Act all this time. And I just saw a story today that said the Affordable Care Act pretty much doubled the amount of signups of last year. So for a program that you not only forced to not have advertising for, it somehow doubled in signups, and it doesn't work. Now, you are aware of that how stupid that sounds, right? I just want to know, when did you get – I know it's hard for you to admit when you're in defeat, but you're taking a lot of L's, bro. If I was to compare his track record of passing shit and winning, he'd be the Cleveland Browns. Or the 49ers being a president right now, because his ass is taking so many goddamn L's. I'm like, bruh. I will commend him on one thing. No matter how many L's he takes, he still finds a way to still have enough shit talking left in him. I don't know how. But you are taking a lot. I don't know how, but I don't know how he has room to have that much shit talking to him when he just keeps taking these L's. Yeah. I don't get it. So, yeah, that's cricket number one. Cricket number two. I put his name on top of my head, but the guy who did the shooting at the church, Baptist church, and in the Houston area, you, sir, are an asshole. And it's just crazy. So it's already crazy enough to start making accusations of why he did it. And all of a sudden his family came to his defense of why he was angered to do it. Apparently he was mad at his mom. So he decided to go take it out on the church that she attends. What kind of energy is that? Like, that's just craziness. And the dude shouldn't even have the gun that he had in the first place. But it happened. And now people are just getting out of hand. I'm sick of having to go to my it's like sometimes people always will say, oh, y'all not woke. Y'all ignoring, y'all fake caring or whatever. I get to the point where it's so many people I gotta say RIP to every day. I don't have because I don't want to be in so much despair of my page every day, I don't get a chance to say RIP to everybody or every situation because I would be depressed all day. And I'm a happy person. I would love to be happy. I reflect on something. And sometimes you can have some self-reflection. You don't have to mention every damn thing on Facebook. I am reclaiming my time, bro. You're not for taking my joy. In the words of the pastor from Coming to America, when he pointed at me, he said, "You see that brother right there? He got joy." I'm that guy. I'm the guy that got joy. So, yeah.
Oh, I got a cricket of the week.
So, yeah. You said what?
I have a cricket of the week.
Oh, Lord, you're adding the cricket. Okay, who you got in the cricket?
Okay, so that was it Ice-T's wife, Coco? She has somebody vacuum cleaning the sidewalk when she walked. Like
vacuum clean the sidewalk that she walk on.
Yeah. I don't comprehend that.
I think that was so petty more so it was a cricket. That's the pettiest crap ever. This is not vacuuming the sidewalk.
Dumb.
Exactly what is that gonna do? Okay.
I don't know. I guess pick up the germs or something. Who knows?
All right, I got another cricket. I got my last cricket is going to go to two. I say this one for last in my pocket. I save it. Okay, so, people, I cannot stress this enough. When it comes to you, in your damn clothes you choose to wear out and about, make sure that you are dressing accordingly and you are checking to make sure things are on point. Especially when you're going to the club, because you never know. You might make it to the cricket of the week. And there are people that make it to cricket of the week. Sorry, but you make it. Like, there's nothing worse. And in this case, it's not what you wear. Is what you're doing to yourself. So I can't stand a person that they go buy all this fresh new clothes and whatnot, but they be looking dirty as fuck, bruh. You got all these fancy clothes on, but you smell like hot garbage. You smell like hot garbage, man. You can't be walking because it's always funny if you're a bigger person. You always want to assume that you smell bad. But a lot of y'all people that walk around here and they ain't nowhere near big, y'all ain't got no fucking excuse. Y'all ain't got no fucking hidden crevices to be cleaning out of. So what's y'all fucking excuse? Why you smell like, just because that fucking deodorant say 48 hour protection don't mean skip a day. Nigga, that just means it's just that fucking strong. Depending on the level of your funk, that 48 hours is not going to last that long. Like, I'm gonna do a chart. I'm gonna do a BO chart, and I'm gonna take like this deodorant that says 48 hours, and I'm gonna have a BO chart. Depending on where you are in the BO chart, it determines how long that deodorant really is gonna last. So if you got them funky ass underarms, you more funky than the dirty dude from Pootie Tang. Nigga, you need to put some fucking deodorant on like two times a day. That shit is, some of y'all. And then, don't be trying to clean it. Don't be trying to heal the musk by putting on some goddamn black suede. That shit is not going to fucking work, man. Putting on some black suede or some Drop Card Noel or some cooling water. Or putting on some tussin' because your boy smell like pussy, that's not going to work. I mean, y'all got to get the hell out of here. Do something that this is work to the test of time. Hop your ass in the goddamn tub, shower or something. Nigga, go fucking, instead of putting on some cooling water, take the water out of grandma's well and bathe in that shit. That's what the hell y'all need to be fucking doing. Like, people who extra funky, they made soaps for you. You ain't got no business putting on no fucking Old Spice. You know, Old Spice body. That's why they made Dove. Now, I ain't saying if you use Dove, you stinky. But the people that's extra stinky, your ass must be using Dove, Iris Spring, what is that? Lever 2000. You must use the good shit. And another thing, if your kids are a little dingy, don't get mad. Don't go whoop parents. I know y'all like to whoop your kids for everything, but if that's your child, you need to make sure that it's dingy and dirty. Don't be whooping your kid because you put Mr. Bubble in the bathtub and you want to know why Mr. Bubble look fucking brown all of a sudden. They got nothing to do. Don't be going to blame Mr. Bubble. Nah, before you put some Mr. Bubble in there, your ass need to get some goddamn. You need to do the thing that we have done for a long time. My house. We want to do some. We want bubble bath back in the day. We don't buy no Mr. Bubble. You go take the fucking dishwashing liquid from the fucking kitchen and you pour that shit in the damn tub, and that is now your bath water. Sit the fuck down. Hey, I'm Mr. Bubble today, nigga. Fuck Mr. Bubble. That Mr. Bubble cost too damn much. And that shit stink anyway. So, fuck Mr. Bubble. Y'all acting indignant, man. Hey, when I take a bath, my ass walks straight in that kitchen. I get some Dawn dishwashing liquid, and I pour it into the damn tub, and it works just as well.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, man, y'all quit all this bullshit, man. I'm getting sick of it. So, yeah, that's my Crickets of the Week segment. Crickets. Okay, community announcements. What you got in the community announcements, Steve?
Okay, so Street Empire is having like a catwalk. Practice, like, you know, if y'all want to be, you know, models, inspired models, if you want to learn how to walk on the runway, we have lessons for that. And if you want to know the prices, just inbox me. And we also gonna have like a food drive coming up, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And that's it for right now. Can't tell y'all too much.
I got many things going on. So yeah. Just stay tuned, alert for what we got. I got my sleeves, live projects I got under wraps. Just stay tuned. I have a lot of big projects. I'm pulling a T&A today. But it's going to be huge. Exactly, it's going to be huge. Oh, yeah, but I will mention this one. If you want a Bob Black 817 shirt, make sure it hit me up. I'll get you to the right people to get one. Again, if you want a shirt in your area, if you want a shirt for your area code, if you want to really make it happen and make it happen a little bit faster, get a shirt in your area code, you need to get you at least about five other people to request them. So yeah, if you do that, it just might happen. So. There you go, people. We are in the show. For you in the show, you can listen to all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDY, letter J. You can also go to iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, the Stitcher Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, and search for Dust Spot Radio Network, and you will find all the shows there. So there you go. All right, child, we are rolling on out. Reminding everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a
Pepsi.
There is a way. You tune in to episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy, Teddy J, and your girl,
T. Melina.
Yeah, that was yet another Talk to Me Tuesday. All right, we out, y'all. Bye. Peace.